Hi, Maria.
Hello, Glenn, and congratulations on your seat on the school board. You have been on the Borough Assembly and running for the school board this year. How does it feel now to move over to the school board?
Oh, it's really exciting. It'll be a completely different experience for me, so it's exciting and a little bit of trepidation at the same time, but we'll roll up our sleeves and get going.
Any sense of why the voters lean toward you?
I don't know. I think we actually performed about how we expected to. We did some projections in the race, and I think we were pretty pleased with the way it turned out. We were within a percentage point of where we thought we would be, and that might actually close when the absentee ballots are counted. I have a lot of experience, and I have a lot of name recognition, so I think the 12 years I spent on the Assembly, people really kind of have an idea of where I'm coming from and what I stand for, so I think that stood us in good stead of figuring out where we were going to be in the race, and although I'm still pretty humbled by the fact that the folks in town have put their faith in me and try not to let them down.
Do you have any priorities or things you're hoping to accomplish while on the school board?
Well, as you know, I'm the budget hawk, so I'm going to be looking at the budget pretty hard, although they've done a really good job over the last 3 or 4 years at the school district level to tighten their belt, and we've been preparing for the possibility of some severe cuts from the state that have not yet materialized but certainly could in the future. Trevor Shaw, the school board president, and I worked on through the liaison committee on the local education fund. Got that started about a year ago or so, and right now I think it's got about $3 million, maybe a little bit more in it. So we have a really good buffer to weather any storms that might come down the path, and we just need to, you know, kind of keep our eyes on what's happening and you know, continue to keep going. But we also want to maintain all the quality level of schools that we have in town and improve them if we can.
Okay, great. Again, congratulations. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to the citizens of Ketchikan and for putting their faith in me once again.
Okay, again, thank you so much. Glenn Thompson, who is unofficially one of the winners of a 3-year term on the school board. The other is Diane Gubatayo, and she is unavailable for an interview. I believe where she is, it's like 1 or 2 in the morning. I don't know, maybe she would like a call, but we'll not disturb her. So again, for the 3-year terms on the Ketchikan School Board, Diane Gubatayo and Glenn Thompson are the unofficial winners of those seats, and we will be interviewing the other people who have been unofficially elected to those positions in the next few minutes, so stay tuned to hear from them. And as we have announced for the 1-year term on the school board, the unofficial winner is Glenn Brown. He received 952 votes to Bill Blankenship's 503 votes, and we have Glenn on the line right now. Good evening to you.
Maria, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much, and again, congratulations to you. How does it feel heading back to the school board?
I'm excited. I really enjoy the work there. I think it's meaningful, and it's sometimes complicated and frustrating and all of those things, but I really do enjoy it, and I think I bring something to the board that's of value.
And do you think that there was something maybe that gave you an edge over your opponent?
I mean, the experience on the board certainly helps. I've been on the board 3 years here. I did a 4-year term when I lived back in Pennsylvania, so I kind of understand the role pretty well. I'd like to think that it had something to do with my service on the board here, that people liked what they saw.
Do you have any priorities or things you're hoping to accomplish in the next several, or in this next year? You have a 1-year term.
Right. We've really tried to stay on task with certainly the financial end of it, the difficulty at the state level, and trying to insulate the district from what's happening in Juneau. But also, we've been trying to do some things on the vocational technical side to provide Ketchikan graduates more skills, have them better suited for the workplace in the event that, you know, a good portion of our kids don't go on to 4-year programs at college. They're going to enter the workforce and we'd like to get them skills that will make them immediately employable and in good paying jobs. So we've been really pushing on that end, and I think we've made some headway, especially in the last year or so. And I think people should keep an eye peeled for that. We're going to continue to press on that. It's been something that I've really felt like the district needed to do, and we've made some headway.
Okay. Well, again, congratulations. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just really I appreciate the votes of confidence, and I hope to continue to serve well.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me this evening.
All right. Take care.
That was Glenn Brown, and he is the unofficial winner of the one-year term on the school board. And again, we're checking in with the candidates. We'll call in to the assembly members as well and be with you with that information shortly. And joining us now on the line, we have Susan Pickerel, who is the unofficial winner of one of three-year terms on the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly. Good evening to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. And how does it feel winning the seat? I know you've been on school board. Is this your first assembly run?
It is, and it took three times to make it.
How does it feel?
It feels great. Yeah, I'm very, very appreciative of the support that I received from a lot of friends and family. I've lived here all my life, and a lot of people called and said they were voting for me, and it was a good feeling to have that support. And I feel honored, that I was that people voted for me, and I promised to work hard.
Do you feel that Do you feel that there's anything maybe you did or said or something that made you stand out from the other candidates?
Well, you know, I think we had an excellent slate of candidates. I think Ketchikan should feel really lucky that the six people that ran, chose to run for borough assembly. It just shows the commitment to our community. And so, I think everybody did a good job. I think probably, I know quite a few people have lived here for a while. But more than anything, I basically just spoke my mind and said what I thought and tried to be myself, and I'd like to think that's what people heard.
Do you have any priorities or things you're hoping to accomplish while you are on the assembly?
Yes, I really am hoping that we have about 32 weeks, about 8 months before we have to have the budget to go before the borough assembly to vote on. And I really hope that in this time that we can do some serious planning for our community and set some priorities and figure out what it is and what the budget's going to look like and what kind of a community we want Ketchikan to look like, not just for the budget purpose for this year, but in the coming years, and kind of do some forward thinking and planning for the future. I'm real anxious to get busy on that.
Do you have thoughts on things you'd like to see, or is it more just working with others to see what everyone wants?
Well, I guess one of my priorities would be to try and keep taxes as low as possible. I'm really not in favor of brand new taxes to find extra funding. I think we need to, it's going to take a real thoughtful, careful approach. And I'm not going to rule out that, taxes will never raise. But what I'm saying is that would be my last choice. And I'm just hoping that the new folks that are on the borough assembly will bring some new, fresh ideas. And I think the, folks that are sitting on the assembly right now are doing a great job. So I'm looking forward to just digging in and working with the other people on the borough assembly to do the best I can for Ketchikan.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and again, congratulations. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, just thanks again, Ketchikan, for the support, and thanks to the friends and family that really got out and supported me, and I look forward to the coming year.
Okay, again, thank you so much. Susan Pickerel, who is one of the unofficial winners of the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly spots. And also one of those people is Alan Bailey. And give me just a second here, and we will patch him in and speak with Alan Bailey. Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Oh, sorry. Didn't have your microphone on. Fine. Again, congratulations to you. And how does it feel heading on to the assembly? I know you've done it before. Took a little break there, and now you're back. How does it feel to be back?
Well, thank you, Maria. I feel blessed. I am thankful, and I am grateful that this community has confidence in my ability to represent those who voted. This represents a trust and a relationship that I take very seriously, and I will do my best.
Any sense of what message you got out there that might have given you a little edge?
I'm not sure there's I wasn't looking for an edge necessarily. I was simply wanting to provide the information of who I am, and my record sort of speaks for itself. I am not a tax and spend kind of a candidate. My record of 6 years on the assembly reflects that. I am one that studies the issues very carefully, and I take this very seriously, and I do listen to constituents, and I have a record of that, and I also appreciate those who don't necessarily agree with my point of view, because I don't think any one person has all the answers, and the more you listen, the more you learn. So I really appreciate doing that.
Are there things you're hoping to accomplish over the next 3 years?
There's numbers of issues on the table, and I think some of them, it's really what the priorities of the community are. My concern is the state going to be transferring or pushing down some of the costs to municipalities or to local governments. I think those can be fairly serious issues in our economy. I know there's a hot topic out there with the funding of nonprofit organizations. I have a couple of ideas, but again, that should be staffed and work with staff on those kinds of ideas. See where we go with the mariculture industry. I think that's one that's we need to take a look at. And then I'd like to also be looking at the shipyard and the ADA position, their 5- and 10-year plans, and see how we can all benefit from growth in that industry. I know there's some issues that we'll be talking with CPV funding for the dock expansion for if that is to occur with the city, and that's a big ticket item on the city's agenda. So working with the city is going to be pretty important as well. I've done that in the past, and I look forward to working with them again.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and again, congratulations. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thank the voters for turning out. Even though it was not a real big turnout, it's just those who do vote, there's a voice out there, and I do appreciate that trust.
All right. Again, thank you so much. Alan Bailey, again, one of the three apparent winners of a three-year term on the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly. And another individual who is the unofficial, one of the unofficial winners for the Borough Assembly seat is A.J. Pierce. And give me just a second, and we'll get her on the air. Okay, takes a little technical pushing of buttons. So, AJ, are you there?
I sure am.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us. And you are a political newcomer. So how does it feel to be elected?
You know, I am just so humbled and thankful to have the opportunity to serve my friends, my neighbors, my colleagues as Assemblywoman. I'm just very, very humbled and thankful for the voter turnout. I'm just really looking forward to, you know, working through some of these issues and being a part of the community in a deeper dimension. I just really feel that, you know, my strength through dedication and a dynamic community service is what I look forward to bringing to that table. And, you know, it really takes a village. Excuse me. And that's my motto moving forward, is it takes a village. You know, and I'll be taking that approach to governance. So, you know, there's going to be some learning curve, and I get that. But I'm up to the task, and I'm really ready to come together with other civic leaders for success in our community. And I'm just really excited to get to work, for Ketchikan. I'm very thankful for the dynamic votes that came in from the different precincts, and just hearing my heart and knowing that I have a heart of service, and that's what I'm here for.
And have any sense, have you heard from voters of why perhaps you were chosen over the other candidates?
I think that it just comes down to having a fresh approach. And that's what I'm hearing, is being able to, just come to the table with a fresh mind and being able to be in the center of issues and not leaning one side to the other.
Do you have any priorities, any things that you're in your mind or hoping to accomplish as you head on to the Borough Assembly?
I'm excited to be a part of what's going to be coming up in the next 2 years. It's just
hello. I'm
really
sorry, you're breaking up. You're breaking up on us. Could you repeat that?
Oh yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I really am just looking forward to the next 2 years of what is going to be coming to the table. I know that we're going to have a lot of controversial things that will be coming up, and I'm just willing and able and ready to be able to sit down with everybody at the table when it comes to city and to the borough issues, and really being of one voice together. I think that's where it needs to be.
And there are kind of two funny things that happened today that are unique to you. One is, I understand today is your birthday, and the other one is that there was a cartoon in a newspaper that said vote for Pierce. And where did you see that?
So that was in today's newspaper, and a colleague of mine saw that and cut it out and put it on my desk for me.
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
And again, it is your birthday?
It is my birthday, yes. Yes, and it really is just one of the most awesome gifts that I could receive to be able to serve this community on my birthday. I really think that that's special.
Okay, well, again, congratulations, and is there anything else you'd like to add?
I am just really looking forward to standing in the gap and being that representative that, people know that I can be.
All right, well, thank you again for speaking with us this evening.
Hey, thank you for calling, and thank you to all the voters out there.
Okay, that's AJ Pearson.